I went back to visit the Friendly and Helpful Wardrobe team, where I spoke to Dale Richards, who has been with Wardrobe at Saturday Night Live for 18 years. He told me there was a buzz in the air, even a bit of nervousness among the SNL veterans, because whereas SNL has been operating for 29 years, The Apprentice was only a few months old at that point. It was new territory for them. They couldn't just relax and expect things to go as usual, because this show was not usual. But he said, considering my performance on live TV already, they were not concerned about me. They knew I could handle it, and I felt very confident. What's great about NBC is that they do things professionally, and with pizzazz as well. It wasn't necessary, but they had a live band for the final episode with members of the SNL band, which added to the excitement. Just to hear them warming up gave the place the air of a great event about to happen. As it turned out, it was. Mark Burnett, Melania, and I watched the taped portion of the final episode in my dressing room, and then I went out to the final boardroom scene with Carolyn and George and Kwame and Bill. We also had the other 14 candidates on the set, and we gave updates on several of them to the television audience. It probably helped that I didn't know how huge the TV audience was during those final minutes, but I pretended the show was just another deal for me, so I wasn't too nervous. In a way, it was business as usual, and my choice of Bill to be my apprentice felt right to me. I've never been a histrionic person, so even with an audience watching, I knew what would be the best decision for the Trump Organization. Experience just kicked in and took over. But I will admit that it was exciting. The culmination of all those weeks of ups and downs, the many assignments, personal problems, infighting, the deviousness, as well as camaraderie, happened incredibly quickly. And lucky for me, Bill chose the Chicago Trump Tower for his assignment. It seemed to be over so suddenly. Or so I thought. We had an after-show party at Trump Tower for everyone involved with the program, and I have never experienced that amount of media in my life. It was a media extravaganza. Fifth Avenue was blockaded, and there were thousands of people there just to see who went in. It took Melania and me over an hour to walk the red carpet from the front door to the elevators, probably a distance less than 100 feet. It was a crush from every side, but the mood was jubilant, and I can't complain. It was terrific. The Apprentice 2. NBC, Mark Burnett, and everyone else involved with The Apprentice worked so hard, and I had a great experience, one I will never forget. I'm looking forward to the new season. With the worldwide excitement surrounding the first season, the incredible rating success, and 4 Emmy nominations, Mark Burnett, NBC, and I knew that we would have to deliver an even better show for the second season of The Apprentice. It's going to be incredible. And here is a blow-by-blow of the making of the first 4 episodes.